This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Photographers are a passionate bunch, and while the craft itself tends to be the focus of the community, the tools can sometimes take the spotlight too. As much as you want to say that it's the skills and not the camera or the equipment that makes a photographer, they do play some roles in influencing the quality or the approach to a shutterbug's work. And so, enthusiasts dream of owning some great equipments, especially lenses, that can take their work to the next level. Or maybe it's just for the pleasure of having that dream lens that they've always wanted. But unless you're extremely privileged, it's unlikely that you are able to afford all these lenses, right?
Yeah, my name is Jay Seong. I'm the co-founder of Lens Library.
That's Jay Seong, and his initiative called the Lens Library aims to solve that problem of accessibility, all the while encouraging the community to share what they own but no longer need or use. Before we go further, I'm just going to let him tell you the story of how he was inspired to set this up after going through a journey of his own to get his dream lens.
When the first time I have this idea is because of I always wanted to see one lens or meet the lens in person. That is a Canon lenses 200mm 1.8. It's a discontinued lens. But the thing is, that lens is so precious and so legend that you couldn't find anywhere. After almost 7 years, finally I get my hand in one. Then from that on, ideas come in. I mean, why not we build a community that everyone can share the lens, and then everyone can, you know, get to their dream gadget or dream lens easily. You see, everyone's is in photography field, they have their own gang, a few people, then they get sharing in each another. We intend to bring this idea bigger, in a bigger scale, so that everyone can share their lens. So we want to build this community, want to build this library. It's like a heaven to them, you know. Everything they wanted, they needed, is in here.
Lenses are the primary focus here, but you can find other camera equipments too. And just like a library, you can walk in and try out these lenses with other cameras. But to borrow these lenses out, you need to become a member first. Here's Jace again to explain the concept.
So, firstly, how do you get access to all the lenses and camera in Lens Library? You have to become a member. How you become a member? By contributing your own equipment worth of 4,000 ringgit. Let's say you have a piece of, you have a camera, you have a lenses, then you are kind of like underutilized because some of the working photographers, they might have two sets. Or for the hobby one, they might have one set, but they're underutilized. They only go for travel one time in 6 months or anything. So why not you put that underutilized gear into Lens Library system, into the community? Then you get to access all that.
So the idea is for people, instead of like paying a membership fee, you can just bring in your own equipment worth at least 4,000 ringgit and put it, you know, in the library. And from then on, you can just start using all the other lenses and all the other equipments available in the library, right?
Yeah, true.
But in order for you to kickstart the business, you also must have at least some equipment in order to be able to start the business. So does that mean that you have to start convincing other people or to get into the project, or do you have to like invest in some of the lenses? Do you have to buy some of your own lenses?
Yes, the lens library right now, the scale right now, is about 20% is my own collection back then. Then to kickstart this idea, I had to persuade, you know, firstly my partner to join in, and then secondly, we had to go and pitching to get investment coming in. So right now, the total inventory in Lens Library is closing to a million.
How do you earn profit from this business if the idea is to just get people to come and put in their equipment? Do you charge any other fees apart from just, you know, them putting the equipment in?
Yeah. We are not intend to make big profit out of this, but to sustain the operation costs and everything. Once you are the member here, when you want to bring the gear out to do some shooting, to do some works, you have to pay a little amount of hiring fee. That amount is 5 times lower than a normal renter out there. It's 50 ringgit. And this 50 ringgit is already get you covered by the insurance. So if anything bad happened to the camera, you get insurance cover up to 70%. But in other case, let's compare back to the normal renter out there. firstly, you have to pay high deposit, maybe few thousands for the camera. Secondly, like I say, high rental, 200 ringgit. Thirdly, when you spoil it, the deposit forfeit, you have to pay everything else. So that's the difference between lens library and a normal rental house.
Because there is that argument that you need to differentiate your business compared to all the other production houses that are, or rental services out there that are doing similar things, right? All right, so can you describe to me the photography scene here in Malaysia with regard to the equipments? Equipments are expensive, lenses are expensive, cameras can be quite expensive. So how do the photography scene deals with this whole concept of, you know, buying their lenses before, you know, library lens come around? Yeah, so how do they usually deal with it? Do they actually borrow lenses from friends, or do they actually have to save up money to buy lenses and whatnot?
I am a working photographer for the past decade. So whatever I earn in my photography, I end up spending in my gear too. So every time I earn, and I buy new gear, because we are not enough for what we have. We always chase for the best one. So in Malaysia, because our currency is not that strong, so buying a camera or buying a lenses could be very difficult for us. Then every time we save the money and then we spend on just one piece of gear, you cannot buy more and you cannot own more that you wanted to try. So you, like I say, you will always have a gang of friends. Then you will discuss among, why don't I buy this and you buy the other one so that we can share. You know, we don't own the same lens, please.
So in a way, Lens Library hopes to solve that problem, right? That problem of maybe people underutilizing their equipment or even having problems to find, you know, or buy all these equipments, expensive equipments, right? Like it or not, I think photography is, you can argue, especially in Malaysia, slightly an expensive hobby, right? Or expensive profession that you have to sort of, you know, invest a lot in it, right? You have to buy all the right equipments in order to be able to produce good work, right? So do you think that putting the price of 4,000 ringgit at least for people to at least own equipments worth 4,000 ringgit in order for them to be able to be a member in Lens Library can be seen as to be a bit expensive and maybe inaccessible for those budding photographers out there who would like to maybe get into photography but maybe they don't at this moment in time own equipments that are worth 4,000 ringgit?
Of course, we do understand the, you know, the ticket to get into Lens Library ecosystem or community is kind of high, 4,000 ringgit. But if you are a working photographer or enthusiast, you will understand 4,000 ringgit worth of gear is in fact not that high to your inventory list. You can easily go back and see on your own back. You already own more than that. But do you use them? If you are serious in photography, 4,000 in fact can't buy you any good gears. I mean, one very fine lens, L lenses or G Master from Sony or anything, it's already cost you more than that. So by contributing 4,000 ringgit, just a 4,000 ringgit, you get to access to nearly a million inventory right now. And it's all the dream gear you have. I consider it not to say cheap, but it's bring it the most value out of your 4,000 ringgit. So for those who really cannot afford, we notice some situation happening. They're going to buddy one or two friends. Then they join the gear together. They contribute and they apply for one membership. That's maybe one of the solutions of it. But for most of the working photographer out there, the feedback from them is 4,000 is okay from them and it's really a value from them.
Because of the various options that you have, various lenses, various equipments that you offer, do you think that it will benefit professionals more or do you think it will benefit enthusiasts more?
I would say that there's no difference between working photographer or enthusiasts. They are all photography lovers. The benefit, the most one, is the one who loves photography the most. Yeah. Right now, whoever will come to us, is either enthusiasts or working photographer, they are the one who truly in love with photography or in love with photography gear.
What are some of the rules that you set for all these photographers when they borrow all these lenses, right? Is there a limit to a number of lenses that they can borrow? And also, how long can they keep these lenses?
Right now, when they want to bring out a gear, they want to hire the gear. So per member, you only can bring out one camera, three lenses at one time, and maximum for 7 days. Because we want to keep others' members' benefit too. Because if we bring out one gear too long, then others' members couldn't get access to that gear.
I'm joined this week by Jace Yong, co-founder of Lens Library, a hub that lets you borrow camera lenses and other equipments at a much cheaper rate compared to other camera rental services out there. We're going for a short break, so stay tuned. I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're listening to I Love KL on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and this week I have the pleasure of speaking to Jace Yong. He's the co-founder of Lens Library, a place that allows you to borrow all types of camera lenses and other gadgets by becoming a member. We've been exploring this new concept that will enrich and empower the community of photographers here in the Klang Valley. Let's continue the conversation by checking out how Jace and his partner curate their selection of lenses to make sure that it appeals to all types of photographers. It's an interesting concept that allows people to sort of like put their equipments in, right? But at the same time, I think as a library, you need to also provide a lot of different types of equipments, right? Does that become difficult for you to source people with, like, you know, all the more niche lenses that may not be used regularly? I mean, I assume that if, you know, all the members are certain type of photographer, they might not have, you know, all the more niche lenses, right? So does that mean that you also have to sort of like maybe curate your options so that, you know, it'll be able to serve everyone?
Yes. Of course, that's our daily routine. In fact, we are very enjoy on hunting down all those neat photography gears or lenses. In fact, we go in Germany, Hong Kong, Japan, Taiwan, Singapore. We've been travel all this company to bring out all the gear together. I mean, we travel all this company to bring back all the gears to benefit all the members. We are happy to do it for them. Like I say, they might bring in their camera, which is outdated or anything. Then we have the responsibility to trade up to make sure the gear in Lens Library bring out most of the value and most of the benefit to the member.
Yeah, it's also about catering to photographers with niche interests, right? Say, for example, maybe you can describe a bit more, like, for example, if, let's say, I just need one lens for, like, just a job, I can just sign up with Lens Library and use that lens instead of buying that lens that I will only probably use just once and then I have to sell it away, right?
Yeah, some of the working photographer, they might need extreme macro lenses for certain job. Because of the job, you go and buy the lens. After that, that lens is going to be underutilized. So we have that cover. We have some very niche specific lens for all this needed, like a tilt shift lens for architecture photography, like a super macro, extreme macro, 5x macro lens for some, you know, you want to shoot the mechanic in your watch or anything, fisheye lenses and super telephoto. Yeah, we get it covered.
Describe to me the obsessions photographers have with equipment, right? Because just now you mentioned that, you know, it's one thing to want to buy some lenses for your work, but it's another to just acquire gears, right? Just for the sake of like, oh, I just want to own this lens.
For photographers, of course, you do have that, sense of you really want to own something. We don't stop you to do that. But there's just too many things in photography, you know, and every piece of this is not, it's not cheap. Sometimes we really want to just, you know, get in touch with the gear we love and we admire so much. We not necessary to own it. Even some of the gear, once you use it a few times, you're already satisfied. It might stay there, long time, then you didn't get time to touch on it. So we are not to say solving this problem. We are giving this problem a solution. So we are emphasize on usership instead of ownership. You're not necessary to own the gear you dream for. So long you get the chance to use it, you are happy. Because all you need is the outcome that produced by the lens, but not the lens itself.
So Lens Library is still fairly new. You said that you want to build a community, right? So what's your plan to actually build a community? Are you planning to like maybe organize photography sessions or talks or events?
Yeah. We do have some photography session going on. Just like last month, we have a photography 1-2-3. It's to educate people from the very, very beginning. And then when we soft launching, we're having the famous Hong Kong YouTuber, Lok Chong, former Digital Ref YouTuber, has come here to do the sharing workshop. So this kind of activity, we will keep it up every month. to bring more different people come to Lens Library.
Lens Library is a new concept, and in another interview that I've read about your initiative, you said that it'll probably take a bit of time for people to accept it, right? Why do you think this is the case?
Because not only Lens Library idea is new, the co-sharing, co-owning, the idea itself is new in Malaysia, even for co-working space, you know, co-own this, co-own that. Some people by misuse this one, and we hope we did. We are really going to a sharing community that really bring value to everyone who are in this community, but not Lens Library itself. Lens Library is just a platform to gather all this.
All right. I understand that Lens Library is still fairly new, but based on your beta period and also based on, you know, what have you seen so far, what are your most commonly borrowed lenses and equipments from your customers?
Right now, the trend is going to mirrors, of course, and as full frame mirrors. And the one who doing the great one have the most demand. In our case, Lens Library right now, Sony will be the most demanding gear right now. And then Canon lenses is the second. But we understand that from what our member, from our beta testing, most of people love the quality lenses, especially from Zeiss. Zeiss is expensive. To own them is not easy. So all these members, they love to try out. And after they try out, they fall in love with all these Zeiss lenses. So that's why we almost have a full range of Zeiss lenses to let them pray.
And, you know, it's still a new business. What do you hope for the future of Lens Library moving forward?
For Lens Library, we want it not only in Malaysia. We want these ideas, this concept, bring out to the whole world. As for now, for Malaysia, we're hoping our community can grow one day to at least 1,000 people.
So for listeners out there who are interested to find out more about Lens Library, where can they go to look for more information?
Of course, the most trendy one, Instagram and YouTube, Instagram and Facebook. Instagram, you can search for lenslibrary.co, lenslibrary.co, and for Facebook, it's the same case. The Lens Library is based in Puchong, CO3 Social Office. It's just next to IY Mall. Lens Library, like I say, is a very new concept, and it's a photographer heaven. So we welcome anyone who are in love with photography, or those you are not intend to join in this community or anything, you are welcome to come and explore the possibility of photography and the love of photography gear.
You've been tuning in to I Love KL, and this week we're joined by Jace Young, the co-founder of Lens Library. It's a space that allows you to borrow camera lenses and other equipments by becoming a member. If you're a photographer, I highly encourage you to check out the place located at the CO3 Social Office in Puchong. And that's all we have for this week's episode of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our app via Google Play or the App Store. We're also available on Spotify, so do check us out on that platform. And don't forget to also follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Sanif Baharuddin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.